Slate had the door open for me when I got to the top. He was in the kitchen in front of the sink washing out his coffee cup. He was wearing jeans with no shirt or socks. His hair was damp, which meant he was fresh out of the shower. I loved the way his jeans hung low on his hips. He was so freaking hot. He turned as he heard me come in, and that's when I saw the butterfly stitches over his left eyebrow. There was a huge gash beneath them.
"Oh my God! Slate! What happened?"
I hurried over to where he was standing to get a better look.
"Just a little misunderstanding with a couple of business associates the other day. It's no big deal."
"It looks like a big deal to me," I said. "I think you need real stitches on this, Slate. It looks deep."
The motherfucker had a ring on, snagged me pretty good. Trust me, babe, he's in worse shape than me right now.
I frowned at him.
"Still, I think you need to go to the hospital and have it sewn up. What about a tetanus shot?"
"It's fine."
"Do you have any hydrogen peroxide around here?"
"Sonny, stop fussing over me. That's not why I called you over here."
I'd already headed into his bathroom, opening the medicine cabinet where I found a bottle of hydrogen peroxide and a box of cotton swabs. I headed back to the kitchen.
"Sit," I instructed him in my no-nonsense tone.
He rolled his eyes but complied, straddling one of the two kitchen chairs at the table. I soaked one of the cotton swabs with peroxide, squeezing out the excess. Carefully cleaning off some of the dried, crusted blood, I got another clean swab and repeated the process until it was pretty well cleaned up. I dug through my shoulder bag that I'd thrown on his kitchen table upon my arrival and found my makeup bag. I knew I had a small tube of antibiotic cream in there from when I scraped my heel against an exposed nail in the dressing room at the club. I squeezed out some of the antibiotic cream onto a fresh cotton swab and dabbed it gently on the wound.
"There," I said. "Hopefully that'll keep it from scarring. I'm going to leave this here with you, so keep applying it several times a day until it's healed, okay?"
"Yes, bossy," he said, getting to his feet and coming towards me. My heart fluttered at his nearness. He pulled me against him, his chin resting on my head.
"Thanks, babe," he said softly, holding me closely against him. He kissed my lips softly. My tummy did flip-flops. My hands rubbed his muscular back, loving the feel of his skin against mine. He pulled back, taking me by the hand. We headed into his bedroom. Slate stood in front of me and undressed me slowly and methodically. I shivered as he hooked his thumbs into the waistband of my jeans, once he unfastened them and tugged them downward. They fell into a heap at my ankles. He instructed me to raise my arm so that he could pull my black top over my head. He was careful not to snag my extensions.